TK and Loz, nice to have your company on this special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. We're broadcasting live from the Ori Hotel in Mudgee with a big day unfolding at the racetrack. It's about just a K and a half down the road from the hotel, and we look forward to it immensely. The first race at 1:43. It's a showcase meeting, but the feature at 5:15, the Mudgee Cup, and minimum prize money for all the races today is around that 30,000 mark. And in the Mudgee Cup, all jockeys will wear armbands as a tribute to Max Crockett, who is a legendary horseman in this area who passed away. And I'm glad to say that Cam Crockett is a trainer in his own right, and he joins us, but it's going to be a lovely tribute to your dad later on this afternoon as well. Good morning, Cameron.
How are you?
Yeah, really, really good, mate. Nice to have your company as well. It's a big day, isn't it, in town?
Yeah, it's the lead-up to it this year for me hasn't quite been the same.
No, of course.
Because of the last couple of weeks, but there's no other country cup like it. I mean, outside the bigger country cups, which aren't really country cups now, you don't see the likes of it anywhere else.
Yeah, you've got those big ones, haven't you? Like Wagga Country Cup's a big one. That's a 2-day carnival. Yeah, there's tens of thousands of people that live in Wagga, but there's a terrific feel here in Mudgee.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. How many horses you got in work,
Ken? 25 to 30.
Yeah, right.
All the time.
You're looking to increase that, or is that about
that's
number?
Yeah.
And what about today, mate? How many horses you got running?
I've got 5, and Mum's got 1. It'll be the first runner in her name since Dad passed away. He used to train her, Balmain Girl.
Yep.
So, yeah, looking forward to today.
It'd be a nice touch if Balmain Girl could win today.
It would, yeah.
Yeah. Be very emotional.
Yeah, it'd be an emotional day for you as well, and your mum.
Yeah, well, we had Dad's last runner was last week at Narromine, and they were tossing up whether to put her in Mum's name or not, but they let it go through in Dad's name, so... Yeah, this will be Mum's first runner today.
All right. Fantastic. And obviously, the Mudgee Cup, you couldn't quite get a horse ready for it?
No, I just don't have anything sort of open company at the moment. All my horses are coming through their grades and still class ones, class twos and threes and a couple of maidens here today.
Geez, you're under some pump here because Des Kennedy, the publican here and the owner at the Ori Hotel... you'll either be buying your drinks or he'll be shouting your drinks later on today because you've got his horse in the last race.
Yeah, no, one thing about Des, mate, you're never really under the pump. He takes the good with the bad, so, no, he's one of the good owners.
I was going to say, you want owners like that.
Yeah.
You don't want the owners to be training the horse as well.
No, 100%. Yeah. You can just tell him straight out how his horse is going, what it's doing, and nobody's ever held accountable except the horse.
Well, we better tell our listeners and our viewers about it. It's number 10 in the last race here today, Ori on Fire. It's currently the $3.50 favourite.
I don't think he should be favourite. I think he's probably unders being... Right. He's only a Class 3 horse. He's in open company. He's performed really well around good horses, so in his own class and benchmark race, he gets up in the weight a bit. I think he does have open company ability, but he's first up today, 1,200 in a pretty strong race, so I don't think he should really be...
And you've got the top weight in that. Karen, 62.5, Nick Tock.
Yeah, he's another horse. He won 3 straight in town, so he's earned his weight. But he's just finding it hard to crack it on a Saturday in town, which is where he needs to go now. So this was probably the lowest weight you can get in a country race for a horse like him.
Yep.
And we put Chad Lever on heavyweight. He's not really an apprentice's horse. He takes a bit of riding. So for the sake of a couple of kilos, we just put the heavier weight jockey on him. Both my horses, they won't be going forward today. I'll talk to the stewards about that. I don't like leaders at Mudgee. It's a very hard track to lead and win. Particularly, I think there's going to be a bit of tempo in this race. So... I'd like to see Nick Tock leaders back and maybe Ori on Fire.
When you say it's not a leaders track, what do you mean by that here? Like, has it always been, or is it a certain part of the track that...
One day comes to mind for me, you know, when you see a lot of track bias, you don't really get that front runner bias at Mudgee. I've seen it there once, and that was actually Mudgee Cup Day either last year or the year before. Mm. But generally, it's a pretty solid... If they run along... the straight's 450 metres and it's a 400 metre turn. Right. It's not a tricky track, but every horse gets their chance. Yeah.
All right. You got a 2-pronged attack also in race 5, mate. By the way, the rails and the true, and it's currently a good 3 as well. But you've got Bolly at $15 and Lucy's Legacy is actually the favourite number 8 at $5 in race 5.
Yeah, Bolly actually had a little bit of form before she came to me, and in her first prep, she hurt herself actually. Not track work related. I'm not sure if that's stuck with her, but she seems to be in good health for today. She's drawn 18, so she'll go straight back. Lucy's Legacy's drawn 1. Would have preferred to draw out a little bit with her. She needs a bit of galloping room.
Yep.
But from the one gate, she'll be handy. And she's got quite a bit of ability, but she's got a lot of problems as well, Lucy's Legacy.
And what about your first run of the days in race three? The favourite,
the Warlord.
I think he can win. I've only had him for two runs. Both have been over distances that didn't suit him. One was around Corindai, which is a tight track with a downhill run, and the other one was at Narromine, which is also a tight track. Yeah. And I think he's a horse needs a big track, so he's going to relish getting out to Mudgee today.
Cam, we were chatting earlier with Bjorn Baker, actually. He's can't make it here today.
Yep.
He's actually allowed back, I hear, after last year, right,
yep.
Bjorn? But he just can't make it. But we're chatting about the $7.5 million Golden Eagle, and the fact is they're not robbing country racing or robbing provincial racing to fund that race. It's a self-funding race, which is great news. And, you know, the country trainers have got terrific opportunities now, haven't they, including yourself?
Yeah, I actually get a little bit tired of hearing people complain about yes. why don't they do this and why don't they do that, because they're doing plenty.
Yeah.
I always make a bit of an example of a horse I had come to me called Valaro from the city, and he won a half tab in his first start last prep. Then he went on and won two more races in the bush, and he bagged 50 grand in 6 weeks in the country.
In the bush.
So how can you complain?
Mm. No. You can't. Plus, you get your tab high weight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Every week.
It's brilliant. I don't know where all these
issues
come from.
And then we've also got the Kosciuszko. You missed out on the Kosciuszko.
I had a runner.
I had a runner.
Sharp Hustler.
Yeah.
He finished about midfield.
So next year, have you got a horse that you'd look to aim, or Sharp Hustler could possibly get there again?
I'd like to think that he could make it again.
Yep.
And with a little bit more planning, and obviously longer to plan and sort of map things out, might have a better chance to sort of have him turn up a bit better than what he was, because it was sort of a last minute thing.
Yep.
So everybody tried to attack it, but didn't really have a chance to really plan for it.
More planning will go into this. $1.3 million for that Kosciuszko, which is tremendous.
Exactly.
Cameron, always good to catch up, mate.
Thanks
for dropping down here to the Ori Hotel. And we'll see you out there later on this afternoon, and good luck with all your runners.
Sounds good.
Good on you. Cameron Crockett there joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast.